Hello, Ms. Lawrence. This is Lane Ho, and I'm here to do my first semester oral history project. Today is Christmas Day, 1991, and location where I'm at right now is my house. I'm going to be interviewing my grandmother, and her name is Lo Yao Hing, and she's 66 years old. Okay, one thing I'd like to mention is, even though we're not supposed to have another voice, I'm going to have to have my mother on here on this tape with me because my Chinese isn't very good and my grandma doesn't speak English, so my mom is going to help me translate. Okay, I'm going to start now. Okay. Where and when were you born?
你幾時同埋喺邊度出世?
幾時喺邊度出生？我係1925年喺中國福州。
I was born in 1925, Fuzhou, China.
And where is that?
Fuzhou is in southeast of China.
Okay. How much education did you receive when you were young?
你讀書讀到幾多年班啊？
7年。
Seventh grade.
That's as far as she got?
你是讀到這麼多的嗎?
Yes.
是啊。
Okay. What were the schools like in China?
How is your school? 你們學校是怎樣的?
我們學校是全日制。 早上8點鐘上學,12點鐘放學。 開米食飯,1點鐘又上堂,上到4點半。 學校是,幸好福建學校是讀國語的, 還有要做校服的。
My school is a full day school. Start from 8 o'clock to 12, and then everybody go home to lunch, and from 1 to 4 again. And the school, they teach Mandarin, and everybody had to wear a uniform.
Okay. What was an average day like for you when you were a teenager?
在你年輕的時候,你的日常生活是怎樣的?
十幾歲的時候,沒事,是讀書而已,幫忙做家事咯。
Nothing much, but other than go to school, then we all just stay home and do help to do the housework. No other activities at all.
放假的時候就在家練字。
And if during the holidays, then we had to stay home and do homework.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
你有幾多兄弟姊妹啊?
一共有7個,但其中2個已經很小就沒有了,死了。
We have 7 of our together, but 2 already died when they were young.
So how many brothers and how many sisters?
So 現在你有幾多個兄弟和幾多個姊妹啊?
現在在這裡就一個,在中國一個哥,一個弟弟,你買我3個。現在只剩下3個,你死兩個還是3個,那你有7個兄弟姊妹,就何來生?
很小的,很早就沒有了。 Anyway, I have a brother, 2 brothers, one older than me and one younger than me, they are still in China right now, and me in America, and that's it.
How come they didn't come to America with you?
為什麼他們沒有跟你一起來美國的?
他們不跟我一起住,我們先出來嘛。 我們那時候,因為我先生是軍人, 中國解放之後,我們就很快就走出來香港, 他們就沒得出來,所以仍然是在中國。
Well, it is because that my husband work in the army, and he has the ability to leave China when the communists take over China. And for my brother, they're just the regular people, so they don't have the way to get out of China. That's why today they're still in there.
Okay. Did your parents die when you were young?
你父母是不是死得很早呢定是怎样呢
父母都是六十几岁就过世过过世了。
They both died when they were in their 60s.
How did World War II affect your life?
第二次世界大战对你有什么影响呢
大概大戰呢對我影響就好大，因為嗰陣時中國七七事變，日本仔攻打中國，所以咧一直就打到福州，我哋要投難，啱啱讀到第七班，所以就冇得讀啦，就出嚟投靠姑媽，就出嚟親戚見到個識講。
The World War II start, it really did affect my life. As a matter of fact, my life changed suddenly at that time. That Japanese people came over, they all look over the young girls there. And so all the young females have to run away and hide themselves. And so I have to stop going to school at the 7th grade at that time.And I cannot go to school anymore. And then, since I have to hide, and I have to run everywhere, I cannot even stay at home because the town I live there, a lot of Japanese, I have to run to some small country there, some country places there, some of my relatives there. And so my life never be the same anymore.
How old were you when you received your first job and what was it?
你做你第一份工嘅时候，你几多岁啊？同埋你嗰份工系乜嘢嚟啊？
做第一份工嗰时就47岁，嗰阵时咧就系浙江投考国民党嘅护训队，咁经过训练之后咧就做队长。
Well, I was 17 when I received my first job, and the job was under the government training program.That we have to to learn how to hold guns and protect ourselves, and then to protect some other young children, and also you know to teach the young children to read.
And this was because of the war, right?
而家系咪因为战争嘅关系，所以你要学呢啲嘢
？Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. How much did you get paid for this job?
你嗰阵时搵几多钱一个月啊？
$45。
$45 a month
in
Chinese money.
Okay, and that would be a lot less in American money. How did you meet my grandfather and what did he do?
你点样识你先生噶？同埋佢嘅工作系乜嘢？
佢嗰阵时就系军队咧，啱啱由江西退落嚟浙江。我哋嗰阵时系浙江农村，咁我大佬咧。就是 做中醫的醫生，他有招牌掛外面呢，剛剛跟我先生一齊來的一個同事呢，剛剛是我的大佬的同學，所以他認到的招牌呢，就帶他來我們家坐，這樣就認識了。
My husband was in the army at that time, and I was kind of introduced him from my brother.But actually, my brother doesn't know him directly. It's him and his friend. They both came over to our house and to see my brother, and then that's how I met my husband.
Okay. How long after that did you get married?
你識咗佢幾耐之後結婚啊？
一年到啦。
About a year.
And so, when and where did you get married at?
所以你幾時結婚同埋喺邊度結婚㗎？
1943年啊，44年喺浙江落去啦。
I was married in 1944, a place called 浙江 and this place is very close to Shanghai.
Did you have to get permission to get married and did you like?Normally, like date like people in America.
你哋系咪好似平时好似啲结婚嘅时候系咪好似美国人咁样噶？系即系个婚礼系咪好似美国人咁样？
我哋嗰阵时好简单啦，冇咁多嘢啦，即系结婚啦，又 中國的禮堂不同美國了。
We just have a very simple wedding. At that time, we didn't do anything similar to America's wedding at all. Just a simple one.
Okay. And how long after y'all got married did after you two got married did he die?
你結咗婚幾多年之後佢先死噶？
結咗婚幾多年先死啊？哥哥十四歲，三年了，差不多了。
15 years.
And how did he die? I mean, what cause?
佢點樣死啊？咩原因死？
佢三膀胱癌，係食 cancer.
He has cancer, and he died of cancer.
And how many children did you have?
你有幾多個細路仔啊？
Seven children. Mm-hmm. And where are each of them now?
他們現在在哪裡啊？
七個，其中有兩個死了嘛，不是這樣嘛。
其他那些呢？
其他那些有兩個在香港，三個在美國。
Two of my children died at a very young age. And right now, I have two children still in Hong Kong and three in America.
How did the deaths of two of your children affect your life?
你死了那兩個小孩子對你的有什麼影響呢？
對我的影響當然是很傷心，但是那時候因為環境和醫藥的落後，自己環境不好都沒有辦法了。
We were so sorrow for a long, long time, but at that time, there's nothing we can do about it because of the situation we are in and for the medication, and we have a poor life. We were running away from our lives, so there's nothing much we can do other than crying.
And why and when did you move from China to Hong Kong?
Move to Hong Kong or from Hong Kong?
Move to Hong Kong.
我點解你要去香港，同埋幾時去香港嘅咧？
我哋係1949年喺上海解放咗，即係共產黨入咗去，因為我先生係國民黨嘅軍人，所以就走嚟香港啦，走嚟逃走咗嚟香港。
Well, because my husband worked as the army at that time, but at that time China also become two parties. One is communist and one is republic. And my father become republic, and the communist people trying to get him, all the people that is against the communists. So we have to run away from China. So the only places we can go is to Hong Kong, and that was 1949, and pretty close to 1950 now.
Before you came to America, what did you think of it, and how did this change after you came to America?
你未嚟美國之前，你覺得美國係點樣啊？對美國有咩唔同睇法咧？
我未嚟美國之前，我諗住美國咧，即係一個好大、好大、好奢侈、好先進嘅國家啦。即係但係而家嚟咗美國，感覺到咧都唔係每一度地方都係咁奢華。覺得美國啲人民咧就好有愛心，好朴實。
Well, before I came over, I thought America is a very big and busy country, and with a lot of people, everybody was so updated with everything. But after I came over, it's different. Maybe because I'm not in a big country, like big city like New York or Los Angeles. Right now, what I feel is America is just like a simple place. People are nice, friendly, and... Very lovely.
What city did you go to?
你去過邊個幾多個地方啊？
你第一次啊？
第一次嚟，你去边个地方？圣路易咯。
美国。圣路易咯。芝加哥。
芝加哥。啊，圣路易。
圣路易、芝加哥都去咯。
一第圣路易。Missouri.
And I'm gonna backtrack a little bit here, but while you were in Hong Kong, what did you do?
你喺香港嘅時候，我哋而家翻轉頭再講下你喺香港嘅時候，你去到香港做啲咩啊？
喺香港剛剛我先生未過身的時候咧做小生意，後來咧就因為唔識做，所以就虧本咗，就攞啲手工翻嚟屋企做咯。
Right after we get to Hong Kong, we have our own business. But I guess we don't know. First, we don't speak the same dialect as Hong Kong people speak. And then we don't know much about business at all. So I guess we lose all everything. And then after that, we just work for somebody else.
After your husband died, how did you make a living by yourself with...five children.
你先生死了之后，你做啲乜嘢，同点样做，做啲乜嘢嚟维持你一家六口嘅生活咧？
我嗰阵时，因为我已经信咗基督教，所以先生过后时候咧，有啲细佬哥咧就人哋介绍去教会学校读书，咁我自己咧就做车手抹啦。
Well, some of my children was, after my husband died, some of my children was mostly at church. The church people was taking care of them, and I just work at a sewing factory to make a living.
And did you make a pretty good living, or was it real hard to survive?
你係咪揾好多錢咧，定係還是點樣咧？
都幾好啦，嗰陣時嗰啲人工都好高啊。
It was pretty good. I make pretty good money, just enough to survive.
Okay. And when did you first come to America?
你係幾時第一次嚟美國㗎？
1982年。
Came over for my younger daughter's wedding.
Okay. How would you think life is different in China, Hong Kong, and America?
你對於中國、香港同埋美國嘅生活有咩睇法咧？
中國當然係好落後啦，一切嘅都唔及得到香港同埋美國啦，生活又好艱苦啦。香港咧我哋住咗幾十年都睇住佢進步。但香港啲人咧冇比較人情味差啲，即個個人都顧住自己生活，都好能話可以幫助到別人，要靠自己去勤力。嚟到美國咧，就覺得唔同，美國國家啲人咧好有愛心，我哋知道佢都好照顧，特別好照顧老人。
Well, in China, of course, life is tough. Especially, China is such a country that is totally isolated themselves. They never learn anything from other country at all. So everything was so difficult there. And then after I came over to Hong Kong, things start changing. But since my husband died at very young age, and I have to support all my families, so I just I don't have much of life at all other than just working hard to support all the children.After I came to America, of course, life is different too, because first of all, I am retired right now. I don't even have to run hurry for anything at all. I just have an easy life. Plus, in America, everybody is so friendly, and with the government systems, and I have been taking care very good here. So that's it. That's the difference there.
And which one do you like the best out of all of them?
你三個生活最中意邊一個？
邊三個生活？
三個國家嘅生活你最中意邊個？
而家老咗都喺美國好啊，即係安定啦。即係如果係照以前嚟講習慣咧，當然係香港方便啦。香港你言語啊，同埋買嘢啊，樣樣都方便啦。
Well, for comfortable, of course, my America, because I have more room here, and everything is so nice.But for my convenience, I still like Hong Kong. It's because I can speak my language there, and my friends is all over there. In America, life is good, it's comfortable, but I don't speak the language, and I still have difficulty here sometimes.
And during your life so far, when do you think you are the happiest?
在你一生里面，你最开心的时候是几时呢？
啊！最开心嘅时候就系啱啱出嚟做嘢，就已经读大嘅时候。
Well, the happiest time I have is when I got my first job. Then, I got my first pay. Then I feel so happy because I think I'm independent. I'm so independent already.
Okay. Were you in Hong Kong then, or China?
嗰陣時你揾你第一份工時去咗香港未定仲係喺大陸啊？
喺大陸。
We're still in China.
Okay. Right now, where do you live and what do you do?
你而家住喺邊度同埋你而家做咩嘢㗎？有冇做工？
而家冇做工咯，而家老咯喺老人公寓住。
喺邊個州啊？喺邊個
城？喺Missouri 州聖路易斯。
I'm retired right now and I live in St. Louis, Missouri.
And you're with your daughter, right?
你係咪同埋你個女喺埋一齊？
你同埋。
Well, I don't exactly live together with my daughter, but we just live in same city.
Okay. And if you could tell something to the kids, you know, my generation, what would you tell them that to teach them something about your history?
如果今日要你同下兩代嗰啲人講一啲嘢，你會教佢哋啲咩嘢咧？
教佢哋咩事？教佢哋最緊要要信靠，要信靠神，有信仰先得。
I think the only thing I can tell them is that everybody have to believe in God. With God, He can help you with everything.
And 冇大啲啊。
Nothing else?
啊？
冇啦，有冇啊？
冇啦。
No.
Okay. Well, I think that's just about it. Thank you for taking your time to listen to me, even though you're supposed to, because this is for great. I guess I'll sign off now, and I think I'll play you some music, even though it's for Christmas, even though by the time you listen to this, it'll be in January, but maybe it'll bring back some happy memories.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Yeah.